It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, yeah. Better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this, guys? Being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. It's time to tell you where to put your money down by making some against the spread picks for college football week three. Kyle, welcome.
Tough week this week, Joe. I'm looking at this slate right now. There's a couple that I feel really good about. And there's a couple that I don't. It's gonna be tough. This is gonna be a tough call. I'm not looking forward to a handful that I may have to pick first.
There's no ranked, no ranked matchups. Is there any conference matchups in any of this? Like maybe just one, the Virginia Florida State. It's a lot of
cues.
Yeah, there's so two out of what 20 something games here. Yeah, it's just not a lot of familiar opponents. So it's gonna be
Bama and the Gamecocks.
All right, found three of them. Kyle, did you see this one take we got for next week already for Takes on Takes?
Depends. What's it say?
About the producer.
Yes. Should we just address that now?
I'm really surprised that anyone would think we actually had a producer.
No, we do not.
We are
our own producers. Yeah. Although I am technically the producer of the show because I have to merge the audios.
You know, you are in a lot of ways. I feel like, you know, like the prep side on a couple different shows per week. I do, you know, I kind of pay my dues.
Yeah, you're the writer and I'm the producer.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kyle.
You don't like scary movies, do you?
Not at all. I mean, I don't like any movies, but go ahead.
I went and saw It Chapter 2 last night.
That's really weird. I've never heard, like, I've known you for a long time. Maybe twice you've ever told me you went to the movies.
Really?
Three times.
I really enjoyed the first one. The first It from 2017.
That's this clown that Stephen King wrote about?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually a shape-shifting monster that manifests itself in a child's greatest fears.
Oh. Did you
but
sleep
his favorite
last
form
night?
Is okay.
Really?
The movie was good.
It affected you.
Is it like a three-hour movie? You know that?
Oh, God. Count me out. I have a 90-minute limit on movies.
It was actually really tough because I had to strategize my whole day around going to this movie because, like, I couldn't drink fluids for 6 hours beforehand because I would inevitably had to get up and go pee twice during the movie if I had drank, you know?
You're really prepared on this, huh?
When I go hard.
I watched Bill Burr's new comedy stand-up.
How'd that go? He make fun of the NFL draft again?
No, he didn't, but my God, you're going to be a little uncomfortable, but you're going to laugh a lot. So I enjoyed it.
Very good. Very good.
I'm always a Bill Burr guy. All right, shall we? We got a game. What this first one's Friday night, I think. Houston and Washington.
Oh, hell yeah.
State.
Yeah, let's drop some money on this game.
Wake and UNC is Friday night. I'll be at that game, and I'm low-key very excited about those two offenses. But we're here to talk about number 20 Washington State at Houston, the Cougars 8.5-point favorites.
Mm.
Well, they're both Cougars.
You take this one.
I'll go with the Cougars. No, Washington. I think Washington State covers this. I know they're on the road, but they've been always able to put up points. Houston didn't look like they had a prayer of slowing down Oklahoma. You know they're going to want the style points from Mike Leach. Give me Washington State to cover this.
But did Houston not score points on Oklahoma too?
They scored 31, yep.
That's where I have some apprehension. Because as bad of a defense as Oklahoma's is, do you think Washington State has as good of a defense as Oklahoma?
Nope.
So how many points is Washington State going to have to score to cover an 8.5-point spread?
I think the score will be like 38-27.
So then how can you explain Houston at home scoring less points than they did against a better defense in Oklahoma?
It's not how football works. It's not. De'Aaron King hasn't passed. He passed for 139 yards against Prairie View. I don't know,
They didn't need him to. He passed for 300 against Oklahoma.
You and I get it because I don't necessarily like Washington State and their style of play. But you are one of the like low key Washington State home hater. You really are.
How is that possible?
I just feel like you are. You never respect them. When we were doing like our polls and stuff, you were like always just very you know, the last one to believe in Washington State.
And guess what? Have they ever deserved to be believed in?
Hater, man.
Show me the lie.
Are you going Houston?
No. I'll go with the ranked team.
If I went Houston, you would have went with Houston.
You're absolutely right. I would have. I do not have strong convictions one way or the other in this game. But okay, the fact that I am five games behind you through the first 3 weeks of college football season.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust you.
So this is going to get real interesting. Whoever goes first is really going to dictate the course of that pick.
No, not necessarily. There's some that I feel I have strong convictions with. But this was just a game where I was like, man, I could take it either way. I could see this swinging.
You're not. You don't have enough convictions to potentially dig the hole deeper, right? I mean,
correct. That's really what it comes down to.
All right.
Georgia hosting Arkansas State. Georgia is favored by 33 points. Joe, I think it is safe to say our Bulldogs will cover at home against Arkansas State.
Same Arkansas State that lost to SMU at home in week one.
Imagine being less than five touchdown underdogs.
They came back and beat UNLV on the road 43-17. Now they have a date in Athens with the Georgia Bulldogs, who are superior across the board. Give me Georgia Bulldogs.
Our Bulldogs. Joe, this next one is free money.
Ohio State. Yeah, it's so
yes.
Number six, Ohio State at Indiana. 16.5-point favorites are the Buckeyes. I learned my lesson here about Ohio State. Give me the Buckeyes.
My man. You're absolutely right. I can't believe they're doing this to Ohio State again. They gave him 15.5 against Cincinnati.
This is one of the weakest Indiana teams we've seen in a while, too.
Cincinnati's a better team than Indiana.
Right, right.
And Ohio State gets an extra point?
Indiana's coming off of a 52-0 win over Eastern Illinois.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Pitt on the road against number 13 Penn State, who, Joe?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Penn State looked like shit last week.
They came back in the second half, right?
They came back, and I believe they covered the spread by like a point. But they were losing midway through the second quarter of that football game, I believe.
Are you impressed with Pitt?
No, and that's why I'm going with Penn State to cover 17.5.
Right. I mean, Pitt has lost to Virginia 30-14 at home. They beat Ohio 20-10 at home. I'm not feeling great about them going to Penn State and really competing and covering here. Give me Kyle's alma mater, the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Yes, I think that's a good call.
Number 21, Maryland. Imagine doubting Maryland. Just imagine for 1 second doubting Maryland. Traveling to Temple as 7-point favorites. Brother, I am not going against Maryland here. This feels like the free money of the week right here.
Now, is this a trap game?
Brother, I don't think so. I think that this Maryland team is humming.
They are humming, but they play Penn State next week.
You're always into that.
I'm into it because last week I wasn't into it with Syracuse and it bit us in the ass.
Temple
against Maryland.
Temple had a bye in week two, so they've had extra time to prepare. They played Bucknell in week one, beat them 56-12. Now they host Maryland. Is it my go first?
It is, and I believe Maryland lost to Temple last year. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, well, I'm first. I'm going with Maryland to cover that.
Okay, damn it. I was trying to talk you out of it. I thought real good about Maryland here. So
now I have to understand the whole scope of things here. It's not just my inclinations, but understanding, you know, you trying to convince me in some bad ways here. So yeah, that's fair.
There's going to be some games played here.
Some gamesmanship here. All right. Well, look, I think this should be fun here. If you maybe you want to go to see one of these games this weekend, you want to be there at the stadium to cheer on your favorite team or catch a good game in town, you got to check out Vivid Seats. With the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program, you can attend the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort them by price or look for seats in a section or row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back with the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled to the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program and will enjoy credits on all their purchases as part of the Vivid Seats Rewards. Every purchase is backed by 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. We got more games to pick right after this.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and it's only fitting that this important interruption is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Have you thought about what you're getting your loved one this year? Or maybe you want to give the gift of sweet-smelling Grundle Bliss to your partner. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Whether you're the only one who gets to see what's going on down there or you're one of many, do you, your partner, and everyone else a favor and introduce yourself to this revolutionary company. Manscaped just launched their brand new Perfect Package. Inside the Manscaped Perfect Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which features skin-safe technology and will prevent you or your man from cutting his nuts. Speaking of smelling nice, let's be real. No one wants to carry around that locker room smell with them. That's why I am thankful for the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep your crotchal region from sweating, smelling, and sticking. The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs that'll keep that junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to this new. Give the gift that will make your Valentine's Day spicy. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off and free shipping. Ladies, this is the perfect gift for you and your man, and men, your partner will thank you. Trust me, he will thank you. And guess who else will thank you? Your balls will thank you. 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com.
It's me now, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
All right. This is a tough one for me, Joe.
Okay.
New Mexico is visiting Notre Dame.
Yep.
Notre Dame is favored not by 34 and a half, by 35 points. Notre Dame, if you missed it, played terrible against Louisville in the season opener.
Yep.
This is their next football game. And they play a New Mexico team that is 1-0, coming off an 8-point win at home against Sam Houston State, 39-31. But Notre Dame next week is going on the road to play the Georgia Bulldogs. And because of the size of the spread, because of the next game on Notre Dame's schedule, give me Notre Dame to win, but not by more than 5 touchdowns. I think New Mexico can cover this spread.
I absolutely agree with you. New Mexico, not only coming off of the win against Sam Houston State, but they had a bye. They had extra time to prepare. Georgia staring at Notre Dame in the face next week. Notre Dame wins, but not by more than 35.
See, this pleases me that we're on the same page there, because I was a little worried about that one.
No, I'm not a big Notre Dame believer, you know, as a true dominant team that's going to handle their business like that. We've got South Carolina hosting Alabama. Alabama is a 25.5 point favorite. Jake Bentley's gone, out for the year.
Well, that's actually an upgrade, but
that's an upgrade. They beat Charleston Southern 72-10 last week, giving Ryan Helinski a nice little tune up. They lost an emotional game to North Carolina in week one. Alabama is humming. I think Alabama had some disappointment in some of the way they played defense late in the game against New Mexico State. They've got Southern Miss next week. I think Alabama covers this spread on the road.
Boom. That's a great call. I think they do too. I think they win this football game comfortably. I think they are multiple classes and cuts above what South Carolina is able to put on the football field. Don't care that they're at home. This one, though,
yeah,
is the, listen, the next three games are tough games.
Yeah, I hate this one. I hate this one.
Stanford on the road against number 17, UCF.
Yeah.
UCF is favored by 7.5. Is KJ Costello back?
I have no idea. They have a line on the game, which leads me to believe that it's settled at least. Somebody knows who's playing quarterback.
All right. Let's, my producer's going to work on if Costello's playing or not here.
Stanford scored.
Costello.
Go ahead.
Costello cleared to return at UCF.
Okay.
But the Cardinal have lost Walker Little for the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
The year UCF beat Auburn, what was the score of that game? Do you remember? You were at that game.
The score of that game, what was it, 2017?
Yeah.
Bowl game that year. Yeah. No, it was 2016? No way.
No, 2017 season, 2018. Was it a New Year's Day bowl?
It must have been.
So technically it would have been 2018.
I'm in the wrong team. I'm an idiot.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, Stanford never played them. I'm on the wrong team. Here we go. UCF Knights, 2017, Peach Bowl.
Yes.
Beat Auburn 34-27.
Okay, so that was not – I'm just trying to think, like, UCF obviously steamrolls everybody on their schedule, but how do they actually play against Power 5 competition? And Stanford getting Costello back will be a big boost for them. UCF at home favored by more than a touchdown. I think Stanford covers, but I think UCF will win this football game.
Mm. Oh, boy. Okay. So I don't love Stanford this year. All right. They're going to Florida, which I'm guessing is a lot hotter than wherever – Stanford plays football games in California, somewhere over there, right? UCF last year, they lost 40-32 to LSU. They beat Auburn 2 years ago. Oh.
But they don't have.
You don't want me to pick UCF. You don't want me to pick UCF. I know you don't. And I do. I want to pick UCF. Give me UCF to cover that spread.
Okay, well, I do reserve the right to change my vote before the end of the show because I gave you the right to change your vote before the end of the show last week.
And I didn't.
And you didn't. Did you win that game? I don't remember.
I did. It was Central Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Kept it.
All right. Well, you're up for USC at BYU. USC -4 with a quarterback starting his second career game.
I hate this game. USC beat Fresno State. They beat Stanford. And then BYU lost to Utah and, like, beat Tennessee, but it's kind of a close game.
But they beat Tennessee at home in overtime.
Who cares? BYU.
BYU's back at home.
I know.
And remember, if Utah didn't have, like, two defensive touchdowns, that's a competitive football game. I know if ifs and buts were candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But I'm just saying, Utah had several big plays defensively that turned that into an 18-point differential. And I think Utah's a better team than USC.
So I know you're trying to get me to pick BYU here. USC's.
Now, for context, BYU hosts Washington next week.
Yeah, USC hosts Utah the following week. I mean, they both have big games after this. Big.
So this is a do or die for both teams.
I mean, that quarterback passed for like 377 yards, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did. But first career start, Joe. Is it consistent?
I'm going to USC.
To cover 4?
Yeah.
I was hoping you would go with BYU because I want to go BYU.
It's one of your teams, man.
I know. That's like they're my anti-Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Good comparison.
But at the end of the day, you're right about one thing. They don't have a very good team this year. Give me the Trojans. Covering 4. Arizona State at Michigan State. Michigan State is favored by 14.5 points, Joe.
Yep.
At home. Michigan State last week took care of business against, who was it? It was a substantial spread.
They beat Western Michigan 51-17.
Yeah. 51-17.
Yep.
Arizona State embarrassed Michigan State last year defensively. But Michigan State also, in their first game that they played this year, yielded, do you know how many rushing yards Michigan State surrendered against Tulsa?
I have no idea. It was like negative something, right?
Negative 72.
Yeah.
Arizona State's offense will run through Eno Benjamin. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, but I think Arizona – wait, let me double-check Arizona State. What did Arizona State do last week?
They beat two teams that are no-name teams, and they held them to 7 points each. It'd be like Sacramento State and somebody else like that. Kent State and Sacramento State.
They beat Sacramento State 19-7.
Yep.
Give me Sparty to cover.
Ooh. I like Arizona State in this game.
I went that way until I saw that they've scored 49 points combined against Kent State and Sacramento State.
But I don't think Michigan State's going to score. I think this would be like a 20-14 game. They're going to have to win by two touchdowns, more than two touchdowns. So I think this is going to be like a 10-point game or something like that. I don't see it. I don't see it being like 30-10.
Even if it's, unless there's a defensive, but Michigan always seems to do a good job of getting that
defensive play. I feel like Herm Edwards will scheme them up to stop Michigan State, man.
I want to know what the over under is on this game because I'm hammering the under.
I can get it for you in a minute.
Oh, your producer's gonna get it?
Yeah. He's busy right now though.
Okay.
Is me first on this one.
It's you first on Iowa versus Iowa.
This is like the marquee game of the week, huh? Got game days there for Iowa and Iowa State.
What a sad state of affairs.
Iowa's number 19. They're traveling to Iowa State. Iowa State struggled in the week one against somebody they shouldn't have, right? Let's see.
I believe so.
Let me see here. I got to pull that up. Iowa State Cyclones. It's Northern Iowa. They beat them in 3 overtimes.
Oh, yeah.
Then they had a
– and Northern Iowa should have had them.
Then they had a bye week, and now they host Iowa. So they've had extra time to prepare. Meanwhile, Iowa has played 2 games. They beat Rutgers 30-0, Miami of Ohio 38-14, and Iowa is going to beat Iowa State by more than 3 points.
I agree with you. Our Hawkeyes. Nate Stanley off to a good start this year, Joe.
Yeah, I'm continuing.
Although it is a rivalry game, so you can throw all that kind of stuff out the window.
Right.
Our next game, Utah is hosting Idaho State. There is no line on this game due to the discrepancy in level of competition, but you can go ahead and plug both of us in for Utah to take this game straight up and home.
No doubt about it. Kyle, if you found $100 on the street, would you pick it up or keep walking? Of course you take the money, so why do you keep picking winners and not betting on them? That's why we go to MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay when you win. Let's face it, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. I wouldn't tell you guys to go bet with them if they weren't the best. Do the smart thing. If you're going to bet football this season, bet with MyBookie. Did you know that you can bet on games after kickoff? If by the second half it looks like your bet is going to lose, you can always just take the other side. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, football season is the best time of year to lay down a bet. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. We got a bunch more games to pick right after this.
This is NFL Under Review, local experts on the biggest NFL stories.
The NFL Honors Awards show was last week, and one surprise when it came to Defensive Player of the Year. This is Bear Motter with your Los Angeles Rams update from Locked On Rams. Aaron Donald would have been the first player in NFL history to win the award three straight years in a row, but it wasn't the case at the NFL Honors. That award this year went to Stephon Gilmore, and don't get me wrong, Stephon Gilmore had a great season. Six interceptions, 18 pass deflected, two touchdowns. He had 53 total tackles. Stephon Gilmore won the award with 21 votes. Chandler Jones came in second with 14. TJ Watt with 10. Although Donald says this doesn't bother him, I see him putting this chip on his shoulder, working even harder, and coming back stronger in 2020, which is a scary thing for the rest of the NFL.
For more NFL news, subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast only on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Kyle.
We got a bunch more games, but
yeah,
we got a little time to do it.
Let's go fast.
We got to get on our horse here a little bit.
I got to be right about stuff, though, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you.
All right.
You're up.
Yeah, Kent State at number eight, Auburn. Let's see what the Golden Flashes have been up to this year. A loss to Arizona State, 30-7. They beat Kennesaw State, 26-23 in overtime. Auburn is going to win this football game. Are they going to win it by more than 35.5 points? Well, the answer's yes. They hadn't scored that. They put 24 up against Tulane.
Okay. What are you picking?
Are they going to score enough points here?
Tulane is a significantly better team than Kent State this year.
Give me the Tigers.
Our Tigers, Joe. Lock it in. That's going to be like a 42-3 final.
I hope so.
We have the number nine Florida Gators going on the road to play the Kentucky Wildcats. And, Joe, the Gators are going to be out for blood.
Yeah.
Because Kentucky beat them for the first time in 30 years.
Yep. Sucked.
Last year when they played.
Yep.
Kentucky lost their two biggest difference makers on the defensive side of the football, in Josh Allen and Lonnie Johnson. They lost their other starting corner in Derek Beatty. Go ahead and give me the Gators to cover 8.5 in Kentucky against the Wildcats.
Preach it, brother. Gators.
Motivated football team.
Chop, chop. They cover. Lamar at Texas A&M, no line. I think I'll go with the Aggies.
Our Aggies, Joe. The next game.
Yep.
Number one, Clemson.
Yep.
Going to Syracuse to play the Orange, who just took a big old dump against Maryland last week. But the reason why we discussed this earlier in the week, they took a big old dump against Maryland, is because they were so worried about Clemson coming to town. Clemson is favored by 27.5 points. Joe, I got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't played that great to start the season.
Right.
Syracuse always plays up to Clemson. I don't think this is going to be upset watch, but I do not think Clemson wins by four touchdowns. Give me Syracuse to cover the 27.5 at home, especially off that stinker they laid last week.
I agree with all your talking points, Orange. Clemson wins, Syracuse loses by less than four touchdowns. No liner here, Northwestern State at LSU. I think I'll go with the Tigers.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Which takes us to Hawaii at Washington, who just fell apart last week against Cal. Props to you for calling that game, Joe. Cal won in Washington 20-19. Jacob Eason was down. He was up the first week. He was down last week. Here's the problem. Hawaii can score some points, and I don't know that we're going to get the consistency on the offensive side of the football from Washington that we need for me to feel good about Washington covering 21.5 points. I believe I'm going to go with the Rainbow Warriors to cover but not win the game.
Good pick, Hawaii.
Man, we're picking a lot of dogs this week.
Well, I just feel like these are big spreads, man. You know, like,
yeah, big spreads and not enough conviction.
Right.
To stand on
this is my kind of game. Yeah.
Whoa. I'm glad you're picking this one.
Really? Huh? You're really glad. Okay, well, I'm familiar with both of these teams. Florida State traveling to number 25, Virginia in Charlottesville. The Cavs are 7.5-point favorites over the horribly coached Seminoles. Virginia, a disciplined, fundamentally sound football team. They've got some juice in the return game. Bryce Perkins has more weapons than I thought. They're good on defense. Give me the Hoos to cover 7.5 points at home.
I'll take it. Florida State is bad.
Very.
In just about every – and it's frustrating, right? Because they have talent, but they are just such a horribly coached football team.
This is their first road game of the year, too.
Oh, man. Game over.
If this – I would start thinking about Florida State if this pushed 14 for the spread. But if you're going to give me a one-score – like a 7.5 –
effectively a one-score game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bronco Mendenhall's football coach, by the way.
He is. Yeah. Doing a nice job there in Virginia. Oklahoma, number 5, on the road against UCLA. Favored by 23.5 points. Joe, I would venture to say this is free money.
Would UCLA win, like, one of the group of six conferences, like, if they were in them?
No, they would
not. Any, well, they wouldn't win any one of them.
No. Maybe the Sun Belt.
Bad football. I don't know, man. Troy will beat UCLA.
Give me Oklahoma to spank the Bruins at home. I think this is a cakewalk for the Sooners. UCLA couldn't – for both football games they played this year, they couldn't stop anybody defensively. They got embarrassed week one.
It lost to Cincinnati and San Diego State.
Yeah.
Cincinnati
beat the tar out of them. Oklahoma's going to turn this into a track meet, and they're just going to – they're going to tour.
Right, and that all the quarterbacks play good. They got Lamb, Sermon, Calcaterra. They don't have a prayer.
No, they don't.
We got the Texas number 12 coming off the big loss to LSU. They go to Rice. The Rice Owls are 0-2. They've lost 14-7 to Army and 41-21 to Wake Forest, which Wake's a fun football team. I will say that. They're very fun. 32-point. You got to think Texas is ready to bounce back against a bad football team, right?
You'd hope so.
Give me Texas.
Yeah, I'll jump in with you on that one.
We got two no-liners here to close this thing out.
Two no-liners to close. I'll take Boise State at home to beat Portland State.
And Montana at Oregon. Everyone's picking Oregon.
Okay, well, there you go. Joe, I am cashing in on my right to change my mind. I'm taking UCF.
Okay.
At home by 7.5 instead of Stanford. But I'm going to leave Sparty covering 14.5 against Michigan or against Arizona
State. I feel better about Arizona State covering than I did UCF.
Game on, brother.
So is that it? That's the only difference one?
That's it. That's it. And to be fair, we only had two different – and if I would have picked first on the opposite set of games, the games that you picked, I don't think I would have picked anything differently. I maybe would have leaned into Houston and covering 8.5 at home against Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I were in general in stride for this.
Now, week. I also have the opportunity to change my mind on stuff, right?
Sure, if you want to.
But that's it, right? We have to have a pecking order.
What, you could take Stanford?
No, I'm not doing it. I just wanted to reserve the right and get you to sweat a little.
That'd be so funny. You should sometime.
All right, so next.
That's going
to
do
it. Wait, so to establish rules, next week I have the first chance to make audibles and you clean it up at the end.
Yeah.
What was the game that you wanted the over-under on? I have them all right in front of you. Was it Arizona State, Michigan State? Oh, it's at 41.5.
Take the under on that all day long.
Yeah, go make some money. 41.5. Go to my bookie.
Yeah, man, that might be the second or third most confident bet that I have this week.
What do you think about this one? Clemson, Syracuse over under 64.5.
Scored that game last year was like 20-27.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I mean, even Syracuse hasn't like lit up the scoreboard yet this year.
Right.
That might be aggressive.
Now we're opening up a whole other can of worms here.
We better close.
We got to go ahead and close the show. Come back, see us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the upcoming week in football. weekend in football. The matchups to watch, the prospects to watch, the rookies to watch, our thoughts and impressions on both the NFL and college football slate. Looking forward to it. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast. And come back and see us again tomorrow.